What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's our guy, Georgie. Georgie's been making some new music. Follow him on social media, Georgie Music, JORGMUZIK. But that's our 3 o'clock Hockman and Crowder theme song. We're in the market for a 4 o'clock and a 5 o'clock hour theme song. We used to have Radio Jeff Smiles made us a 5 o'clock hour theme right. song. Remember, we used to play that all the time. Yeah. You're muted, CC. We're having our issues today, but it's absolutely a delightful day of radio, in my opinion.
Because it doesn't in the market mean is this we have something to give them?
No, nothing. We have nothing. Okay. I want to give. I've told you though. I want to give people Crowder powder. I have to buy Crowder powder. I really need to buy a case because I have to have something to give people. I know. Yeah, but set aside a box for me.
You know what? I'll give it to the fans.
No, I'm not taking your.
It's not for you. It's for the fans.
I'll consider it. Yeah. I'll consider it. Jimmy, I just got you a box of Crowder powder. I'm going to get it out for Christmas.
But I tell you, if you text me an address, they'll never get it. You got to call Asia, somebody smarter than me.
I'm going to send Joe Zagacki over right now and trade you a pack of Newports for your Crowder powder. Listen, I don't know how you consume our show. If it's on the radio, we love it. If it's on the podcast, you love it. We've got the podcast available on the Audacy app, AUDACY, on the iHeartRadio app, and on TuneIn. So the podcast, the Hockman Crowder Solana podcast, is available really at every podcast destination. But one of the things I just wanted to bring up was we also post video. I said it during the segment with Joe. That segment with Joe Zagacki is made 1,000 times better when you see the video. And by the way, people ask us all the time, can't you just stream the show live on video? It's a choice that we've made. We don't, but we post highlight videos on the YouTube channel. So at some point this weekend, you'll be able to see Joe Zagacki and his wife, Cheryl, at the 7-Eleven. I thought it was delightful. And it's made, like I say, even better, I think, when you watch the video. So you go to YouTube, search 560 WQAM. Subscribe to 560 WQAM, and then there's playlists on the 560 YouTube page, and look for the Hockman and Crowder. Oh, I think it says Hockman and Crowder. You should change that to Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
What does?
I think the YouTube playlist says Hockman and Crowder.
No, it says, it definitely, I updated it.
You updated it?
Yeah. Right,
so look for the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana playlist.
Yeah, not that long ago, only like 3 weeks ago, Hawk, so I'm sure, you know.
Let me see.
It's been a while.
I'm going to double check. Okay. Make sure that you're telling the truth.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a question. Thinking about, because Joe Z does, honestly, he's probably driving past.
You did. You're right.
Yeah.
A month ago. Yeah.
Joe Z's probably driving past my neighborhood right now. It's the same road, 136. We both live off 136 in Davie. Somebody got hot with me and started tailgating me because I go every morning and get a chicharrón, a big one. They cut it up. I don't eat the skin, the last bit of fat in the skin. and I throw it out the window in the grass. My thought is, it's not littering. I'm throwing a piece of pork skin out of, you know, right, a bird to eat it.
People animal. Don't know that, though. That's so I don't have a problem with what you're doing, because if it's something that can be eaten by varmints or birds, I'm okay with that. Problem is, the person just sees a guy flinging stuff out the window.
And started, like, got real close on my bumper and started honking and all this stuff. And I was like, what are you doing? I'm just throwing pork skin out the window after I eat the little meat off the top. Leave me alone.
Joe did text me, should I surprise Crowder at his house with a pack of Newports? And I said, so you may get a little ring on the doorbell.
I'm going to tell you this. There's no chance Joe's getting through the gate. If he calls Asia, she might get in.
That was
I can't even let people in my gate because I don't know how to put the app on my phone and connect it.
Well, it's not that you don't know how. You just choose to say that you don't know how so that you don't have to have that responsibility.
Well, actually, you have to go to the HOA office and get them to give them an activation code for your app. It's a whole headache. I can't do all that.
What do you mean? You walk over to the office? What?
No. Our office is not in the neighborhood.
Not like you have to open a safe deposit box.
It's like a management company that's like a mile and a half down the road. What am I doing? I have life to live.
What are you talking about? You're wandering around eating chicharrones in the morning because you have nothing to do. I mean, listen, people who have a lot to do don't get chicharrones hand cut for themselves in the morning as breakfast.
They go to, like, when you go to Dunkin' or Starbucks, I go to the gas station.
Right, and you know who goes to Dunkin' and Starbucks? People don't have anything to do. Unless they're there at, like, 6, 6.30 in the morning. What time are you at the Chicharrón place?
I go Chicharrón about 9.15, 9.20.
Yeah, you got nothing to do. you got absolutely nothing to do.
And you know what's hilarious? I walk in a gas station, and the ladies in the back yell, Chicharrón! And I start waving. It's pretty fun.
Let's do headlines. We have a lot of stuff to get to today. And you said, what time's that Heat Summer League game start? 4:30, you said?
4:30, yeah.
All right, I'm excited. Now I got a little something to look forward to. Let's do headlines with Solana, brought to you by Dorel Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Dorel Kia.
Hawk, before I get into sports headlines, you mentioned that yesterday you went to go watch Superman. Mm. I imagine there was a long line, right? Because it premiered last night.
No, that was the thing. So we get off the show at 6. Okay. I go on the iPick app. Now, I can't imagine that this is a good sign for the Superman movie. I go on the iPick app, and I see that there's some seats. Not great. But, like, you know, the iPick, it's got the recliners. They do the table service, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. So it was like row B, but it's not horrible. It wasn't row A. And so I'm like, I asked Lori and DJ, I'm like, you guys want to go? It starts at 6:30. Like, we could walk over right now. Like, okay. So we walk over. And even the 7 o'clock showing had some seats available. Like, it wasn't what you'd think. On a summer blockbuster, Thursday night opening, like, it wasn't what you think. I will tell you this, though. I could not have enjoyed it more. It is, in my opinion, one of the best superhero movies I've ever seen.
Wow.
Really?
And you know I'm not a big superhero guy, and I don't want to give away any spoilers. I don't even want to talk about the vibe of the movie, so I'm not going to. All I'm going to tell you is this. About 3 nights before we went, Lee Sterling sent me a text. Are you planning to see the Superman movie with your family? And I said, yeah, probably at some point. Like, it wasn't anything that, you know, it was obviously last night, like, it was spur of the moment, but I knew we'd see it at some point. And he said, I got to see a sneak preview at a theater down in Miami. Don't waste your time. He called it top 5 worst movie he's ever seen.
Wow.
So I get to the movie last night. I text him a picture. I go, hey, we're seeing Superman. And he texts me back. He's like, hey, right when it's over, text me your rating, -10 to 0. Like, he, and so I'm, so my expectations are low, low. I'm telling you, from minute one, I was enraptured and I didn't want the movie to end. That's how good I thought it was.
Wow. That's fun because you have a high. Well, if it doesn't have to do with gambling, you like gambling movies, but you have a high level.
Right. I'm not one who just says, "Oh, it's the greatest. Oh, it's the greatest. Oh, it's really? The greatest." And I just loved it. I would see it again tonight. That's how much I loved that movie.
We might have to go see it. Like I said, if we're going to Tampa, taking the kids to Tampa, dropping Ava off at IMG.
They will love it.
Yeah.
They'll love it.
Well, I want a spoiler because the only part of the movie, the preview that I can't believe.
Don't say anything. I'm not talking about it.
You got to tell me how that little ass dog drugged that grown ass man back home. You got to tell me that little dog drugged that grown ass man through the snow.
I have no idea what you're talking about. See the movie. No spoilers. There's going to be nothing coming out of my mouth. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Well, is it a super dog? Is the dog super dog?
Gotta see the movie, man.
I ain't got no money like that. How much it cost?
Gotta see. This is something I was going to bring up, by the way. Lee Sterling just texted me. I want you to read on the text line what people thought of it. I can't be that off.
On Twitter, I didn't know a Superman movie was coming out until last night. People start posting seated for Superman. Zachary Weinberger, who covers the Miami Heat, he was like seated for Superman. And then he posted, hey, like his review, 7 out of 10. He thought it was entertaining, but it was a bit flawed. So then I
saw Alf last night posted, saw Superman, thought it was good, not great.
Yeah. But the Rotten Tomatoes is like 82% this morning. When I was just looking it up.
That's good.
And I'm like, all right, well, that's decent for a superhero movie. So I've never watched a Superman movie ever. Like, I've never watched the original Clark Kent movie, nothing. The only thing I ever watched was Smallville back when it was on TV. So I want to watch a Superman movie. I'll probably
This was a quintessential Superman movie, but that's all I'm saying. I don't want to say anymore because I know people want to see it and I don't want to do anything that could lead you anywhere. But I'm telling you, I loved it. Loved. But here's the thing. So we go to the iPick. Guess a spur of the moment. No joke. Guess how much it was. The three of us, me, Lori, DJ. Three seats at the iPick. Again, it's the waiter and waitress service at your table and full dinners and whatever. So three seats. Lori and I both had chicken Caesar wraps.
Ooh.
I know Solana loves that. That's his new thing for the summer.
It is.
DJ had some sort of sandwich, like a club sandwich or something. I had a Coke Zero. And I think Lori and DJ had waters. Oh, they also had a pretzels appetizer, like a pretzel. Oh, and DJ and I both got popcorns.
And DJ Triple Crown Royal.
No, I was thinking about getting Aperol Spritz, but I figured, I want to concentrate on the movie.
Crowder, he kind of made it seem like they didn't get anything. Like, No. But now you guys had a five-course meal.
We each got calamari. Got an entree.
Flan.
Flan.
I was your team having two desserts.
We got
table side guac.
Great, the movie theater table.
Bananas Foster. What in the world are y'all doing at the movies?
Oh, three entrees, two popcorns, one appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Three tickets, three dinners. What do you think last night cost me?
$1,100. over $200.
$210.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, Hawk.
That's crazy. Just like a spur of the moment, hey, let's go see a movie together.
But it's not.
$110.
It
was $80 for the three movie tickets. And then $100, and then the tip for the, so $210.
But Crowder, if I'm going out to Friday night tonight, I'm going to take my fiance to a nice dinner. I'll spend, $200 in Miami? Yeah. Wherever
I understand that, but in your mind, though, you go, hey, I'm going out to a nice restaurant in Miami. I'm just telling you, I didn't complain about it, but it is kind of shocking to go, hey, you want to go see Superman? Yeah, let's go see Superman $210 later.
But Solana, are you talking about like Gecko and Komodo and Sexy Fish? Or are we talking about,
you're not going to Applebee's and spending $200.
Well, hey, Chili's triple dipper. I'll throw down four or five of those, man. No, but my point is, like, I imagine at the iPick, Hawk, the food you were getting, the chicken Caesar wraps, it's not gourmet, but I'm sure it's good. It's like served.
Terrible. Honestly, the worst chicken Caesar wrap.
All right.
And
you're
the thing was, I wanted to eat healthy. You remember I saw the national championship game at the IPIC. Mm-hmm. I don't want to disparage the IPIC because I like that theater. But I got the chicken Caesar wrap when we saw the national championship game. Do you remember I came back and I was like, the food was terrible? Like, yeah. It was the driest chicken Caesar wrap I'd ever had. And I'm trying not to eat like super crappy because I did in Chicago. So I'm like, all right, I've got to even things out. So they have a buffalo chicken wrap that's a July special. Mm. So I said to the girl, like, which one's better? She goes, the buffalo chicken wrap is better. And I knew that because I'd had the Caesar wrap before. She goes, but the buffalo chicken wrap is fried. The chicken Caesar wrap is grilled chicken.
Healthy.
So I said, okay, give me the chicken Caesar wrap. And then I said, no fries. Can I get vegetables? And she said, yeah, we have green beans. Perfect. Didn't even bring a fork. So I ate green beans like French fries during the movie. Mm. Like just eating one green bean after another, like French fries, which, by the way, is not a substitute for fries. I can tell you,
Wonderful, I can tell you from experience.
Yeah, it was quite the... But the movie was so good. I just loved it from minute one. I really did. I absolutely loved it. I don't want to tell you the reasons why I loved it so much because I think that might give stuff away. So I'll save that for another day. But yeah, anyway, if you want to see me on Sunday, I'll be watching the Club World Cup Championship there. I got a chicken Caesar. I'm in Roby.
Tell me about the dog.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
No, no.
That's all I want to know, Hawk.
Go see the movie.
Between me, I just didn't know about the
nothing,
dog.
Don't even worry about the dog. The dog.
But he says, take me home, and he's half dead.
Oh, little bitty white anything. Dog.
The dog's a super dog. I know it. I see it in your eyes.
Fans,
I don't think that's a secret. That's like saying I think Superman can fly. Like I don't think that's a secret.
The dog can fly too.
Fans of Superman know about the dog,
right? That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's a secret. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's not. You know, it's not a spoiler.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me, the dog flies?
I'm not telling you anything. I just told you. I'm not. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I just want to know. I've seen. Is there a lot of Superman movies? I've seen way more Batman movies than Superman movies.
Right. So DC, I don't think makes as many movies as Marvel does. But yeah, there were, you know, in the '80s, the Christopher Reeve Superman movies, and then recently there were the, what was the guy's name? He was really good at it.
Good looking white boy.
Yeah.
Pretty. Yeah. I don't know his name.
The heck was the guy's name?
Henry Cavill. Or something?
Yeah. Henry Cahill. Cavill. Cavill. Hey, Cavill. I don't know.
That's the recent guy that was fighting. J Lo's ex boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah. When Ben Affleck was Batman.
Batman. Yeah. Batman versus Superman.
Oh. I thought you meant in real life.
They probably don't like each other. They're too good looking. They can't be in the same room.
I mean, Lee Sterling, he doesn't know about movies, and now he's telling me Applebee's is possibly the worst chain still in business. How dare you, Lee? Can't get a finer meal than your neighborhood Applebee's.
Isn't that Applebee's down the road from the old studio?
Yes. My wife used to call it Crapplebee's. she used to have to go there for like work when she was a pharmaceutical rep. It was like the only thing in Boynton in her area. What'd you have for lunch? Crapplebee's.
They opened up those Applebee's, Applebee's and IHOP combo restaurants, remember? They opened up like the...
Not really. That's an interesting combo.
Yeah, we talked about it like a year
ago. I think
ago.
We did. Yeah, now that you're saying it. They still exist?
I think there's one or two in the United States. Like the first one opened up in Texas and they're trying to expand them. They opened some up in Europe as well, in other countries.
I think Applebee's like said to themselves, hey, is there any place that has worse service than we do? And it was like IHOP. Okay, put them in the restaurants and it'll make Applebee's look that much better. Nothing beats those pigs in a blanket at IHOP, man. Holy mackerel.
Walk in the club and stand next to the ugly guy.
Exactly what it is.
Make yourself the looker.
That's exactly what it is. All right, give us sports headlines, Solana.
I'm planning on going to see Jurassic World Rebirth, by the way. That's what I'm doing this
week. Well, that was my real thought last night because, you know, none of us were doing anything last night. And so I thought Superman was going to be sold out. And so we'd go see Jurassic Park Rebirth, which is just getting torched as one of the worst movies ever made, which makes me want to see it that much more because they've all been garbage since the original two. Like garbage, like just absolute garbage.
Dominion and World.
Minion from...
Jurassic Park Dominion.
Jurassic World Dominion. Yeah, because they did three.
I don't remember that one.
Three iterations of Jurassic World.
Yeah, I see it every time, and it gets worse and worse and worse. But that was my thought was Superman was going to be sold out, and so we'll go see Jurassic World.
Right.
But Superman had tickets.
I got to see the Super. I love Jurassic Parks.
Me too.
Oh, me too. Because they're terrible.
I like humans to be the prey. It's weird. Asia tells me too. Like, I like movies when humans are out of control and the animals or something just starts tearing their ass up.
Could probably do like a psych eval on that, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of psychoanalysis involved.
Because
in that
we always are in control and mess up everything in the world and pollute and make things go extinct. And then the animals swing it back on us. I enjoy the change of power.
You like being dominated, I think. Femdom.
I love femdom. The dino dom.
The Marlins begin a 3-game road series in Baltimore. Camden Yards, first pitch, 7:05. final series before the All-Star break. And tonight, I should say in about an hour, a little less or a little over an hour, the Miami Heat will make their Las Vegas Summer League debut. Kasperis Jakučionis in Las Vegas. They're going to play the Atlanta Hawks. 4:30.
All right.
Your schedule for the weekend, Inter-Miami, a little footy action for your ass. 7:35 tomorrow, Chase Stadium, and then Sunday at 3 p.m., PSG, Chelsea, and the FIFA Club.
Are we going to bet that PSG game? Because we won a nice nice ticket with PSG, and then they were minus 200 to open, and then it was down to minus 180.
Yeah.
You have any idea what it's at now?
I'll tell you right now.
I see it. Minus 160. It's down to minus 160. I'm getting on PSG. I am absolutely riding that PSG train.
Do you know enough about soccer, or are they just baiting us?
I watched PSG two games now in the Club World Cup, and I watched them tear through two teams like they didn't exist. Remember when they played Inter-Miami, and I said, does PSG get to play with 15 players? Because that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like to me.
Oh, man, you got me on this one.
Who'd they beat the other day, Solana, the one that we won?
Yeah, Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
Who should be better than Chelsea. Like, Real Madrid should be a tougher competition. People were calling that semifinal, PSG-Madrid, the real final.
Only and it wasn't minus close. 160. That seems low.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It does. I'm always afraid of betting to win in 90 minutes.
I got
because
you.
Because if Chelsea can outlast
them. You want to bang your head against the wall.
And then they end up winning an extra time, and you're just like, they won, but they didn't win in 90, so I lose the bet.
Remember yesterday, I had that Cubs-PCA parlay.
Yeah.
And remember the Cubs were up like 6-1, and they were offering me like 95% on the parlay, and I didn't take it because I wanted all the money. Dave Portnoy yesterday, I was following him on Twitter. Dave Portnoy had, I think it was the Mariners yesterday, like a straight bet. And, you know, he bets for crazy amounts. And they were up 6-0. They had a no-hitter going into the sixth, and then they were up 6-0 in like the eighth and ended up losing the game. And he was ready to kill someone.
That's those tough ones, boy. Goodness. Yeah, I'm in.
I'm texting Whittingham right now just to see why he thinks it's down to minus 160.
Well, I just think money's coming in on Chelsea because, remember, they opened at plus 500. So people are just taking
Oh, could be. Yeah, they're going, okay. Yeah, because we had originally said that. Like, oh, plus 500?
Even
Whitty just texted me back. I don't get it.
Plus 425 even, you know? Like, why wouldn't you take a $10 flyer on that and you win 45
right.
bucks?
Right.
I'm betting both. Y'all both got me now.
All right. Your weather, it's hot as hell in South Florida, man. Right now on my weather app, it just says stay indoors. That's what it's telling me. That's your weather.
All right, very good. It's Friday. We're having fun. I mean, time of our lives. Do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, an all-time banger of a movie theme, Superman. Dr. Chuck sent me a text during the break. He's like, he said, I'm taking 8 people to see the movie at the IPIC tonight. And I said, that's easy, $1,000, because we don't drink. His family does. So you add alcoholic beverages into that, you're muted again, Crowder. I know you're having a rough one today. You okay, Crowder? Are you okay?
Huh? Well, I got a lot of stuff to do. I'm trying to set up this hotel. I'm trying to get Busch Garden tickets. I'm running around.
Are you going this weekend to Tampa?
Yes.
And you're doing the hotel and the tickets now?
Yes.
Man, we live different lives, man. We just booked a trip to Montreal and Quebec City at the end of August. And like, I'm already like trying to wheel and deal with the rental cars and stuff to like, The thought of waiting to 8 hours before, not my style.
Yeah, yeah. And Ace is going to be quite upset about this little rat hotel I just bought, but it is what it is.
When's the last time you went to Busch Gardens?
Me, Ace and Ava went like 2 months ago. I was working, but I haven't been in probably 7 years.
I went for the first time 2 years ago. I think I told you guys this.
I've never been.
Busch Gardens is cool.
I know, because roller coaster. I just don't have anybody in my family that would go on roller coasters with me.
It's roller coasters and animals. So, like, you're on a roller coaster looking at a giraffe. I just think it's cool as hell.
That I don't need.
But the last time I went, Crowder, and look, I don't know if they're a sponsor. I went for the first time in my entire life 2 years ago.
When's last time you heard a Busch Gardens read on this show?
Well, you never know. Like, randomly, they're sponsoring. I don't know, but, bro. Right.
I'm sure it's a terrific park.
Half the rides were just shut down. So really? I'm there. It's like a Wednesday afternoon. Remember I drove to Tampa to go watch Coldplay? Do you guys remember that a couple years ago? Raymond James Stadium?
Kind of, not really.
Well, whatever. I did. We went for a night. And then the next day.
Did they play Clocks?
They did. Yeah. And this, you ever heard of this Viva La Vida? Oh.
The only song I know is Clocks.
Great song.
Who is this?
Coldplay.
Clocks.
Yeah, Clocks. Mm-hmm.
Sing that most famous song.
Clocks. I'm telling you.
How does it go?
Play Clocks, Jimmy.
Oh, this is, you know what? These are the whiny white boys. This was that time when all the groups would whine on their show. Mm-hmm. I got you. Okay, Coldplay. And it's been Yeah.
You know this song. Everybody knows this song.
What they call this, like emotional song, emo?
No, they call it clocks.
No, this genre is called like emotional love, or I don't know.
You understand the words that are coming out?
We have a communication gap today, man. Does the damn dog fly? All I ask.
Well, Busch Gardens sucked, man. I'm sorry, but it was awful. Half the
people love that park. I don't know if you're right on that.
Well, no, I'm not telling you that it sucks, period. I'm sure this weekend, well,
it's
summer,
literally what you just said.
I'm telling you, when I went,
said a sentence, Busch Gardens sucks.
It sucked when I went.
I'm not telling you it sucks, huh?
It sucked. Everything was closed. I got there super early. I want to ride all the rides. I love roller coasters. I rode three roller coasters in 6 hours because everything was shut down. And then half the food vendors were closed that day as well. I had chicken tenders that were rock hard. The French fries had no salt. Like, I literally had the worst experience there.
That's me at SeaWorld. We went to SeaWorld once when David was like 10. I said, never again. I don't know what kind of mopes are going to this park, but let's stand 4 hours in line to pet a ray. What? What am I doing here?
Did you see Tilly come?
Bet, no, I don't know. Was she there?
Tilly come, like, black fish.
Oh, everybody's in this line. Let's get in the line. Oh, you pet a ray, and then you go eat fish sticks. Fish sticks? What? What are we doing here? This is horrific.
They let you pet rays at the Frost Museum down on this thing.
Yeah. Right. You go down to the Frost Museum. This is my whole take with Epcot. You know, it's like, oh, I got to go have a quesadilla. Okay. But you could also get one at Applebee's. You know, you could literally go to Lime and you don't have to walk across a 1,000-mile pavement, and it doesn't cost you $29 for a quesadilla. But people go to this Epcot. They go, oh, but you got to have the quesadilla because I'm eating it around the world. Huh? You're what? But I feel the same way about SeaWorld. I can go to the Frost Museum. I can go to my neighbor's house and pet a dog. There's a lot of interaction with animals that I can have. I can go buy a fish for the amount of money that it would cost me to get a SeaWorld ticket, drive up there, get a hotel. Yeah. I can go to Pet Supermarket and get an aquarium filled with fish. I can touch the fish if I want to. They're mine. I can do whatever I want with them. I can flush them.
I tell you.
Flush them down the toilet. Everybody, they line up at this SeaWorld. They go, oh, how many days are you staying for? How many days am I staying for? Did I get sentenced here? I have to stay? What do you mean? How many days am I staying here? I might be here for 60 minutes. Maybe. Maybe.
I'm doing it today. They love to sell you multi-day, multi-park passes. And no. Yeah. On a Saturday, I want to slide over there for about 6 hours, ride five, six, you know, roller coasters and leave. I don't need to be here for the whole weekend.
What's multi-park? Busch Gardens is SeaWorld and Busch Gardens,
Adventure Island, SeaWorld. They'll give you stuff in Tampa and Orlando. You can go to Epic. The next day, go to Busch Gardens. The next day, go to Adventure Island. The next day, go to Animal Kingdom. I'm like, man, come on, bro. I just want one. Just let my family through this gate for a couple hours.
I'm not certain SeaWorld is any different than Santa's Enchanted Forest or the South Florida Fair.
It's better.
I'll tell you something, though. I hope they
touched the nerve with Jimmy. Jimmy wants to object to this so badly. I have touched a nerve. You like SeaWorld, Jimmy?
It's okay.
Go ahead. You can be honest.
No. It's okay. It's nothing special, but it's not what like you're saying.
They added
roller coasters since then, since you last went to.
I hope they added something. It was a fish tank.
They should put Santa's Enchanted Forest in there. Make you pay 10, make you pay $10 to see a dwarf.
Why that?
And it's just okay. Me standing there.
Hello, ma'am.
Jimmy, can we get you to say why that?
Why that?
How was your night? I'm good. Okay, kids, let's yeah, leave this lady alone. But
people love SeaWorld. I just don't get it.
When we first took Chaz, the youngest, to Frost Museum, he was in the stingray pond like Papa Mo. So I don't know if those stingrays got PTSD. He was beating the hell out of those stingrays. The lady came and got us. Sir, can you get your son? What? He's beating the hell out of our stingrays. Oh, okay.
Oh, I like that, though. Getting them back for what they did to Steve Irwin.
Chaz was giving them stingrays. Hell.
That place is that place still open in Miami? What is it called? SeaWorld?
Seaquarium? Miami Seaquarium. Bro.
Yeah. They got rid of the whale, right? The whale's gone.
Well, yeah. Lolita died. She died. They were trying to transport her to a safe haven somewhere outside of Seattle, out on the Pacific Ocean, and she ended up passing away. Bro, you drive by there Saturday or Sunday in the morning. No. I mean, if you have the gall to drive into that parking lot, good luck, because the amount of people protesting every Saturday or Sunday.
Really?
Every Saturday or Sunday.
Do they still have captive animals there?
Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't say captive. They would say it's for research.
But that Lolita's not there anymore. Wasn't that the big captive animal?
No. They have Pacific white-sided dolphins. That's where they shot Flipper. They still have bottlenose dolphins. They still have an aquarium. But this aquarium, compared to when I was going there when I was younger, I mean, it's sad, man. Like, it's really sad what it turned into.
Because we got the kids, so we go to all that stuff. Frost Museum, the Seaquarium, Zoo Miami, where Solana lives down there. That's like going to Tampa.
Ride, man.
Goodness gracious.
I could walk there in 2 seconds. I literally, I could
so
see.
Crazy. Every time I ever took DJ there, I said, who on earth lives all the way out here? This is crazy.
Solana.
I go say what's up. I go feed the giraffes during the commercial breaks.
And then the park, that track is like 8 miles around. Like, I can't walk this far.
That's why they rent the bikes there and stuff, right?
Oh, but you want to know, that's the worst, those like family bikes where everybody has to pedal together. I can't think of a worse afternoon than 90 degree heat. Pedaling with my nephew who is going to pedal for 3 minutes.
Right, it's all you.
Now all of a sudden I'm Lance Armstrong.
I was just going to tell you, you better turn into a damn V8 engine when you have kids and take them over there, because you're the only one pushing around five people.
When DJ was little and he would say, oh, I want to go to one of the animal parks or whatever, I'd be like, all right, Palm Beach Kennel Club, it is. Tell me who you like in the third.
they have that West Palm Zoo. I've talked about it. We've actually drove up there.
That West Palm Zoo is a great local neighborhood zoo. But if you've gone to Zoo Miami, you're going to be disappointed.
This is an iguana. This is a squirrel. Y'all just grabbing these off the street? Where's something interesting?
Yeah, I used to take DJ to that zoo all the time. Never had a problem parking. I didn't have to ride a bike.
my yard is bigger than the zoo. The zoo sits on a block.
If it's any consolation, listeners, my plan was to talk about ESPN's Miami Dolphins offseason grade this segment. I had it pulled up and ready to go, and we got sidetracked. But just know that sports was intended. 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm going to flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.